This is TWiT.
Google yesterday unveiled a Chromebook dongle called the Chromebit, which turns any TV or monitor that supports HDMI into a Chromebook. It's being made by Asus. The Chromebit will be available this summer at a yet unannounced price. Google also introduced the cheapest Chromebook ever, the $149 Hisense Chromebook, as well as a device called the Higher Chromebook 11. Both have 11.6-inch displays, run quad-core ARM processors from a Chinese company called Rockchip, and have 2 gigs of RAM and 16 gigs of storage. Google also announced a $250 laptop that converts into a tablet called the Asus Chromebook Flip. You know, what's interesting about this, Jason Heiner, about this Chromebit, is that they promised, they didn't say the price, but they said it would be under $100. And I'm thinking it should be way under $100. You can buy a full-fledged, you know, Chromebook now for $150. I would think that this would be $30.
Oh, man. It's pretty wild to think that, you know, for one of these, I think it's probably, if I were to guess, I would say maybe it's 50 or, you know, 50 or 60. But who knows? You know, like you said, and maybe there'll be a couple different varieties. But I think you're on the right track, though, that, you know, we're probably not far away from the day where you buy a HDMI stick computer for $30.
Yeah.
Which is amazing to think of. And, you know, these monitors are so cheap. You can get a really decent monitor now for $100, $200. So, you know, you're talking a really decent system for that price. We have to add a keyboard and a mouse. That's pretty easy, too.
Yep.
But, you know, I think they're on the right track with this stuff. I see more and more professionals that I know using TV monitors, good ones, decent ones, as their desktop monitor, using these TVs, you know, as their desktop monitor. And so this is a really good idea to sort of take a decent TV. There's some really nice panels you can get for $100 and $200 now, too.
And you can always find a TV like that in a hotel room, too. It's probably the most secure way to use a hotel room Wi-Fi is to use a Chromebook anyway. So this could be great. You can bring a little fold-up keyboard. Little wireless mouse, and you basically don't even have to pack a carry-on bag, you know.
Exactly, it's kind of a great development. Yeah, I think it's a really great development, and it does. You can potentially have a desktop-like experience even on the road, like you're saying, which is an interesting concept, as well. So, yeah, I think it's a great idea, and I think hats off to them for doing it. And I do see Chromebooks gaining some traction.
Yeah.
Now, I've recommended Chromebooks to a couple of people for the first time over the past year, people that I know that all they need to do is, you know, they want to get on the web, they want to check their email, and they want to get on Facebook. For people like that, you know, in a certain demographic, like Chromebook is exactly what they need. Like it boots fast. They don't have to worry about installing software or figuring out where their icons are or crazy stuff like that. So I see them, and obviously they've got huge momentum in education. We saw that last year, and starting to get some momentum in certain lines of business as well. So, you know, these things, these are all three are kind of consumer plays, but definitely things that will inevitably help push Chromebooks forward, and they already have some nice momentum going. Yeah. I'm interested to see what do you think about the Asus Chromebook Flip thing, of them trying to do almost like this tablet. I'm not sure about that. That seems a little strange to me, but I don't know. What do you think?
I think it's cool. I mean, the Pixel is a touch display, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, you know, I think for people who want Chromebook, I think that's a reasonable thing. And at $250, that's, you know, still really, really cheap. The other thing that just occurred to me is that I can see us using a lot of Chromebits here at TWiT. We have monitors everywhere, and we always have, you know, I could basically turn this monitor right here into a device. We used Google Docs for the show. And basically, anybody who's hosting a show could just plug it in. This is going to be a great thing, I think, for lots of people doing surprising things.